This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Talks between agitating teachers and government end in positive note. Education Minister Raghuji Pant confident that the dialogue would reach a conclusion by today. House of Representatives meeting passes bill designed to amend some Nepal acts and bill to amend and integrate customs-related laws. Prime Minister's office addresses delays and takes initiatives for fixing problems of national priority road projects. And US President Donald Trump celebrates 100 days in office by touting records. Now, the news in detail. The talks between the government and the representatives of the agitating school teachers concluded inconclusively last night. With a hope of reaching a conclusion, the representatives of Nepal Teachers Federation reached the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology for a dialogue with the Education Minister Raghuji Pant, but the meeting could not reach a conclusion. However, it ended on a positive note. Federation's Vice Chairperson Nanumaya Parajuli said that an agreement could not be reached as the government failed to show flexibility regarding their main demands. In another note, Parajuli said the Federation was positive about holding the examination for Grade 12 and most probably the meeting scheduled for today will yield some concrete results. Meanwhile, Education Minister Pant said that he was confident that the dialogue would reach a conclusion by today. The school teachers have been protesting in Kathmandu since April 2nd. Yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives has passed a bill designed to amend some Nepal Acts 2081. The House unanimously passed the bill presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers, Minister Chaurasia said a process has been forwarded to amend 89 laws and scrap two acts with the objective of correcting some technical errors and unintentional gaps in some acts. He expressed the belief that development construction activities would be more effective once the bill is enacted as an act. Similarly, yesterday's meeting passed the bill to amend and integrate customs-related laws 2081 with a majority. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel presented the proposal seeking endorsement of the bill. Responding to queries raised by lawmaker, Finance Minister Paudel shared that the bill was brought with amendments after sufficient discussions in the Finance Committee. The bill would help promote good governance and promote transparency in customs administration. Likewise, lawmakers have stressed that the government should be sensitive towards the demands of agitating teachers, urging the government to seek a solution through dialogue and consensus. During the 0 hour of yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, most of the lawmakers asked the government to address the genuine demands of agitating teachers. Similarly, speaking during a special session of the House, lawmaker Pasupati Samsher Jangabahadur Rana said that the country's current revenue collection is insufficient to cover even general expenditures, with the national economy heavily reliant on remittances, and urged the government to prioritize electricity production by attracting both domestic and foreign investors and to focus on increasing electricity exports. Likewise, lawmaker Prem Suwal raised concern over the non-implementation of agreements that the government had signed with school teachers. He also urged the government to address the concerns of cooperative victims. The House will meet next at 3 p.m. on May 2nd, where President Ramchandra Paudel will present the government's policies and programs for the coming fiscal year in the joint meeting of the both houses of the Federal Parliament. A high-level meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's economic advisor, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora, reviewed an on-site study report on national priority road projects facing delays. The discussion held at Singhadarbar focused on issues plaguing projects like Kankadbhitta Lokahi, Narayanghat Butwal, Nagdhunga and Siddhababa Tunnel. The meeting identified delays due to problems such as utility relocations, tree felling and material shortages. It was agreed that local governments would ensure the supply of construction materials within 15 days and finalize material contracts within 3 months of the start of the fiscal year. The Committee for Monitoring and Evaluating the Implementation of the State's Directive Principles, Policies and Obligations has advised the government to bring policies and programs to promote environment-friendly infrastructure development and sustainable tourism. During a meeting held yesterday, the committee stressed the need for incorporating environmental considerations into infrastructure projects and tourism operations. It presented formal submissions to the government outlining recommendations for the upcoming fiscal year. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against 9 persons, including the Chief Administrative Officer, on charges of corruption in the construction of an agricultural road at Dhankaul Rural Municipality in Charlahi District. CIAA registered the case at the Special Court accusing Chief Administrative Officer Krishna Mohan Prasad Sah, Engineer Upendra Prasad Sah, Assistant Mohammad Rafiq and Sub-Engineer Sashinjan Kumar Singh of claiming recovery of 779,000 rupees from them. According to Rajendra Kumar Paudel, spokesperson at the CIAA, also accused of the involvement in the corruption were an accountant at the local level and chairperson, secretary and treasurer of a consumer committee. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has celebrated the 100th day of his second term in office with a campaign-style speech touting his achievements and targeting political foes. As reported by the BBC, the Republican mocked his Democratic predecessor Joe Biden and aimed fresh criticism at the U.S. Federal Reserve's chairman while dismissing polls that saw his popularity slipping. Hours earlier, Trump signed an executive order seeking to ease some tariff pressures amid pushback from U.S. auto manufacturers. The order would prevent stacking of Trump's various tariffs on auto parts imports for vehicles manufactured in the U.S. Trump administration has imposed 25% tariffs on foreign auto imports, blanket 10% levies on nearly all trade partners, 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium, as well as 25% tariffs on trade with Mexico and Canada not covered under a pre-existing deal. Trump has framed the move as part of a hard reset to force industries back to the U.S. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local wind along with the influence of water vapor rich air coming from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province, with chances of gusty wind at a few areas of the Tarai regions of Lumbini province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 14 to 16 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 24 to 26 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Talks between agitating teachers and government end in positive note. Education Minister Raghuji Pant confident that the dialogue would reach a conclusion by today. House of Representatives meeting passes bill designed to amend some Nepal acts and bill to amend and integrate customs-related laws. Prime Minister's office addresses delays and takes initiatives for fixing problems of national priority road projects. And U.S. President Donald Trump celebrates 100 days in office by touting records. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.